Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, a Wednesday edition. Good to have you with us on the program today. Steve Hallstrom here. I am sitting in for Scott Hennon. And Scotty taking a couple of days off after a crazy week last week, a little R&R. And I'm glad to be, let's see, I better do this right now. I can't say flanked, one on my left, one on my right. I got in trouble for that yesterday. So my right-hand men, can I say it that way? That sounds weird, too.
Partners in crime.
There you go. I like that. My compadres, whatever you want to call
brothers
them.
Brothers in broadcasting.
Very nice.
Wow.
The one and only Kevin Flynn and the one and only Todd Mitchell.
I feel the love here, right?
Feel the love, buddy. Todd is in the running, as you might know by now, for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Wait, you are fake news.
Was that not the one?
Oh, well, okay. Well, actually, it is, but it's the Braille edition. So,
very nice. So Todd is it the Bismarck Tribune's best of? Todd, was that the story?
Yes, okay. Best of the best. They do every year or two or whatever, and every once in a while they throw radio people in. It's down to the top five, and I somehow managed to make that. So,
love it.
If you want to vote for me on People's Sexiest, that's your problem. But
that's your own issue. Yes, that's your own deal. All right.
Wow. Wouldn't that be funny? He's a write-in on that one.
yeah, might have to be.
Hey, good luck with that one.
We need more voting suppression on that one, I think we might say. That might be the one place where we could use a little bit. So there you go on that. Good to have you with us here on the show today. We have an action-packed program for you. Some guests that I think are going to give us some very interesting perspectives on things that we really need to be thinking about and hearing about. Steve Zahn from Pocklich, he's the general manager there. He's going to be with us at 9:30 for a talk on cars. And when I say 9:30, I have to remember that we do have some of our friends on Mountain Time Zone. So coming up at a half hour, let's say it that way, on the program here, Steve Zahn from Pocklich. And I'm really curious about the car business. When will the car lots be full again? And maybe they never will. Maybe the people who run car dealerships now are saying, you know, maybe we don't need 200 cars on the lot anymore. It looks a little creepy out there in the lot when we don't have a lot of inventory, but maybe the business model is a little more efficient to just have them go right from the plant to the customer. Who knows? So we're going to ask Steve about that. Maybe I'm just talking crazy, but we're going to see what Steve has to say about that. And, you know, are the chips in? Are the shipments going again? Find out when we might see things getting a little more back to normal.
I did notice the Chevy dealership that I drive through in Detroit Lakes, Nearson's, has not had a lot of cars on the lot, but there's a few that showed up in the last week or so.
Oh, good.
A few trucks were parked out there with the new plates on them, and quite a few little mini, like small SUVs, like Equinox or whatever. But
okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see how Pucklich is doing on the North Dakota side, too.
All I know is
I get really scared toward the end of the game when there's a chip shortage. So
it's
true. A beer shortage you can handle. A chip shortage is a little different deal. Absolutely. In the 10 o'clock hour today, Dr. Scott Jensen will be with us. Dr. Jensen, former Minnesota State Senator out of Chaska, he's running for governor against Tim Walz in the People's Republic of Minnesota. And so Dr. Jensen is going to be a very important person. He's kind of been the first big name into the pool on the Republican side, and he's been a very vocal, I wouldn't say critic necessarily of Tim Walz. I think he's just being critical of the overreaction to COVID, which is a sentiment that I share. And so in that way, he has been critical of Governor Walz and some of the shutdowns there. But I think he's really just getting us to think critically about COVID and what we're doing in response to the pandemic. So we're going to talk to Dr. Jensen about what is going on right now with the Delta variant. And we're seeing more and more stories about the Delta variant, that it's more contagious, but what is the real truth? I know some doctors have said, okay, yeah, it's maybe easier to catch, but it's not as damaging when people get it. So we got to get to the bottom of this. We're going to talk to a doctor who's going to give us a straight story. That's Dr. Jensen coming up in the second hour of the program. And then before we finish up, We'll be visiting with Greg Steeman, North Dakota District 27 State Representative. He's going to tell us a little bit about this recall effort and going to give us some perspective on what's happening with Dwight Kiefert from Valley City, District 24 State Republican there. So Greg's going to give us a little bit of kind of a roadmap of what's happening here, why, and you know, some of his thoughts on what we need to really know about this whole situation. So a lot of things going on today. I did see in the news today that Kelly Armstrong has been selected by Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, to sit on the new select committee investigating the quote-unquote insurrection at the Capitol. And if this was an insurrection, we didn't get our money's worth, by the way.
Boy, Kevin put a team together of pit bulls on that. I know Jim Jordan's on that on that list, as well as Kelly?
Yeah, fantastic.
He's got a good list.
Yeah, anytime Jim Jordan is involved in the questioning, I'm going to listen.
Yep.
Absolutely. So Kelly put out a statement, and I want to read this for you, because sometimes when our elected representatives go off to Congress, we wonder if they're going to get soft around the edges. I think Kelly's statement here is a very good, solid statement. And I think he said what he needed to say the right way. But I want your opinion on this one. So a 701, there's a few different ways that that you can get in touch with us here on the program and let us know your thoughts on things. And I'm Kevin Flynn, help me out, brother. I'm looking for my sheet that has the phone numbers on it. I don't see it here right now.
800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Let's just give the one number. It's an 800 number.
I love it.
Easy to remember.
Okay.
800-228-0550.
Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That will work as well. Todd Mitchell, be a good friend, would you, and give out your text number so we can get text to today.
Sure. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503.
Okay, perfect. Good. We'll litter your phone with the text messages and let you have that fun today.
So, that's nothing new for him.
No.
Or Scotty.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, so let me know what you think about this statement. He said, January 6th was a tragic day. It's clear there was a failure of leadership at multiple levels that resulted in a security breach at the Capitol. Americans deserve to know the exact nature of those failures. We need to make sure that law enforcement, staff, members, press, and everybody else who visits Capitol grounds are never placed in that situation ever again. We need to accomplish this while guaranteeing the Capitol remains open and accessible to the American people. The committee's investigation cannot be about politics. Our nation needs to heal, find the truth, and restore confidence in our institutions. Efforts to score partisan points will do nothing to make the people who work here feel safer and will further entrench our divisions. I'm hopeful that we can conduct a fact-based investigation that ensures the security and accessibility of the people's house. End of quote. I think it's solid. Here's why. January 6th was a tragic day. Absolutely it was. By whatever measure, people died. It was an ugly scene. Never should have happened. He goes on to say it's clear there was a failure of leadership at multiple levels that resulted in a security breach at the Capitol. I completely agree with that as well. I want to know why there weren't more guards there when they knew that a situation was brewing with people that were upset. Americans deserve to know the exact nature of those failures. Absolutely. Tell me who's in charge of staffing the security at the Capitol building and why they didn't do their job that day. They had to have had intel that there was going to be people there. If they didn't have it ahead of time, they saw it as it developed. And I'm one of those few people on the conservative side who says, I want this quote-unquote committee hearing, because I want to hear Kelly Armstrong ask the questions of Nancy Pelosi. I want to hear Jim Jordan asking people that are involved in the responsibility for keeping the Capitol building secure. I want them to be put on the spot. I know that a lot of my friends and buddies say, Steve, if you have this hearing, all they're going to do is rip Trump. Oh, guess what? Newsflash, this just in, like we didn't think that was going to happen anyway. But this is an opportunity for our side to ask them some tough questions, too. And I think that's a good thing. I don't know. You might think I'm wrong on this. Would love to hear your opinions on that one today. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. But overall, Kevin, Todd, your thoughts on Congressman Armstrong's statement?
Pretty much what I thought. We were there. We'll see what they find. That's pretty much what I thought. Where I thought he'd come down on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's as much as anything here saying, "Hey, Nancy Pelosi, your people who are supposed to get this thing done, where were you?
Where were you?
What were you doing? Why didn't you take the steps to have more people there?" And they should have. It should have not happened. We all get that. But some good security ahead of time would have done a lot to cut that thing off. There were a few yahoos in the crowd. We get that. Where they came from and who motivated them, we may never know.
But
there should have been better security.
Yeah. Well, then there was breaking in. I mean, but at one point, I think the Capitol Police that were there, from what I saw and read and heard, was that they just didn't want anything more broken. So they said, all right, come on in. You know, just don't hurt anything, don't break anything. And that's why there was 600-700 people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the story there.
Lack of law enforcement, lack of planning, lack of communication.
Yep.
That's what they're going to find out.
Hey, here's what you're going to find out if you go to PetraServe today. Wednesday lunch specials in Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. In Harwood, the chef's choice. 12th Avenue, chicken fettuccine. 205 NP Avenue, lasagna. And Glendon, tater tot hot dish. If you're in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo area, lots of good stuff there at PetraServe USA, helping America feel better. And I would say helping America eat better as well. All right, when we come back here on What's On Your Mind, got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Opiate distribution, and they're getting a whole lot of lawsuits on their hands. They're settling them. We're talking about this next.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, his name is Mike Lindell. You might have heard of him. He's got a heck of a company. They make really, really good pillows and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Not only does Mike run a fantastic business of household goods, but he also is a freedom fighter to the nth degree. And I don't know that anybody's done more to keep the voter integrity, the election integrity issue alive in our country than Mike Lindell. And I say when we've got a good patriot like that, we support him. Because some people won't sell his products anymore because they don't like his politics. Well, I happen to love his politics. I also happen to love his pillows. And he's got towels, he's got body pillows, he's got dog beds, mattress toppers, the whole thing. Well, here's a deal for you. You like a deal? Kevin, every once in a while, you like to save money on something?
Okay. Yes.
You're going to need a good towel at some point along the way, whether that's your home, the lake place, whatever it might be. Originally priced $109.99 for a set of six towels. Now you're saying, that's a lot of money for six towels. Well, hang on, friend, because for a limited time only, they're just $39.99 now at MyPillow. You got to go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials and enter the promo code Scott. You got to say promo code Scott to get that deal. But $110 worth of great towels for $40, world-class towels for $40, you can't go down to the discount Stop and Rob and get them for that price.
Good point.
Yeah. So, you know, the warehouse salvage, unclaimed freight towels, you're never going to find that kind of price on good towels. But if you call 800-506-9028, I bet you can, and they're going to hook you up there. Multiple colors to choose from as well. That's MyPillow.com. All right, 922. Here's my question of the day. Is anybody else out there struggling like me about sports? I love sports. And I'll admit to you, last night I watched a little bit of the NBA game. Because I love deciding games, championship series, everything's on the line. You're getting the absolute best effort from everybody. And so, yep, I know. I felt guilty the whole time, but I watched some NBA last night because I love that spirit of competition. Pretty soon my Vikings are going to start up. And I've been a Vikings fan since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And I'd like to sit here and tell you, yeah, I'm giving up the NFL. I'm done with it. I'm so mad at these guys because in many ways I am. I see now, Kevin, did you see this? And Todd, that the NFL is now going to be playing the song,
yeah, I know
Lift Every Voice and Sing.
The Black National Anthem.
I guess that's kind of the slang term for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be like right before the National Anthem or played right along with it or something. And I just sigh when I see these things. It's like, can you please keep your politics out of the sports? That we watch sports. We have our entertainment to stay away from all the controversy. Can you just please lay off on? But we can't. Everything now is a forum for political comment, and most of the time it's not favorable to us. So I am torn. I want to give up sports, watching sports on TV. But I can't.
I don't want to. There's a number of reports that I searched on this after I read that story earlier, and the NFL's ratings were pretty strong even in the bad year. So I'm sure their wokeness is saying, "Well, look, you know, we still got the numbers." But I don't know. I don't think they really know who their fans are.
It's in my blood from the time I was a kid, and it's really hard for me to give up on sports. So if you've made this break and you have some advice for me, I could use it. It's 800-228-0550. That's probably the easiest way to do it. That's our toll-free number, 800-228-0550. Are you struggling? Like me, how do you feel? Are you torn? Or is this an easy choice for you? Either, I'm just going to watch the games. Look, if I boycotted every product that offended me, there wouldn't be anything left to buy or eat or go to or whatever. So are you torn? Are you figuring it out? What's your stance on
it? I guess I stand a bit corrected. It says, after 2 years of ratings growth, the 2020 audience for the 17-week regular season dipped across all broadcast and cable networks. It was the lowest average audience since 2017. So down a bit.
Down a bit.
But not like, not catastrophic. So yeah. I'm sure they're looking at that going,
You can text in your comments as well to 701-226-8503 if you want to do it that way. So, I don't know. I know that I'm not the only person who is conflicted on this, and I know that. And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, I don't do away with that. But you, secretly, you're watching the games, and I know that you are. So, that's the deal. Would love to hear from you on that one. The story that I told you I was going to talk about here in a minute was about opiates. And three opioid distributors have settled a lawsuit in New York. This is just the state of New York for $1.1 billion. And it's McKesson, Cardinal Health, and Amerisource Bergen Drug. They are paying this fine because basically they're admitting that they knew that these drugs were more addictive than what they let on. And obviously it's resulted in a huge crisis in our country. And here's the question I have on the opiate piece of this. Has there ever been a product that's been this two-sided before where you get a lot of benefit from these drugs and a lot of people, and I'm going to raise my hand here. I've had Vicodin, Percocet. I don't know. I think I've had them all because I've had a couple of surgeries, different things where I had tore my Achilles tendon playing basketball. You talk about pain. There's that one. And I was like, give me the best stuff you have. And now they're very, very stingy on giving it out. But I'm telling you what, if it wasn't for these drugs, I had dental surgery one time and I was miserable. And I had whatever I had, oxycodone or something like that. Without those drugs, I would have been miserable because just your garden variety Tylenol wasn't cutting it.
Oh, man.
But I get that there are a lot of people, they take it once and they're hooked. It affects them very differently. So I just can't think of another product where it's helped so many people, because it has, but it's been so damaging at the same time. Can you guys think of another product like that that had kind of that double-edged sword?
No. No, that's a great point. No, I can't think of one.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate, either. You know, a legitimate problem. I mean, everybody, you cough syrup, people that drink cough syrup and things like that, but, you know, no doubt.
Yeah, but that's these opiates are, though.
Exactly. These opiates are next level. No doubt.
And we kind of know now that these drug companies did know more than what they let on, and so there is some culpability there. And because there should be justice, no question about that one. Texas coming
in. They're immune to any lawsuits, though.
You know, speaking of big pharma and opiates, I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with this massive troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. Because, you know, a large part of the world's opium or poppies are grown in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And the, you know, Purdue and all the big pharma, I mean, they're part of the peacekeeping efforts over there to make sure they're, you know, their poppy fields are protected. Yep. So interesting to see how that goes.
Hey, let's hit the phones quick. Randy's on the road. Randy, got about 30 seconds before we hit a break, but what's on your mind this morning? Welcome to the show. Randy, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call. I was a diehard Viking fan. Diehard. Since the knee-high to the grasshopper, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this much. I'm not following any NFL. These high-paid sports players need to go and take, if they're that good, they can get up on their podium after the game and do their rant. But follow rodeo. Follow rodeo. That's all I got to say.
Rodeo. There you go. I've heard rodeo and NASCAR. Yep. Okay, thanks, Randy. I got respect for Randy. He's made the break. He's tougher than I am right now. Randy, thanks for letting us know. More of the show coming up. Steve's on from Pucklage after this.
For years, Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Subway passengers in central China were left scrambling inside flooded train cars on Tuesday, trapped up to their necks in rising water as record-breaking rains devastated parts of Hunan Province in eastern China. At least 12 people have been confirmed dead in Zhengzhou after nearly 8 inches of rain fell in 1 hour on Tuesday. Life expectancy in the United States fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials said is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. More than 3.3 million Americans died last year, far more than any other year in U.S. history, with COVID-19 accounting for about 11% of those deaths. The United States military on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against terrorist militants in Somalia. The airstrike targeted Shabab fighters in the city of Galkayo, northeast of Mogadishu. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
(1-800-228-0550) is our phone number if you want to participate in the show. We like to say talk radio means you get to talk too, so give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. That is the name of the show, after all. And you can also text us, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. I'm Steve Hallstrom sitting in today for Scott Henin, Kevin Flynn, and Todd Mitchell also with me here on the program today. Pleased to be joined right now on the phone line by Steve Zahn. And Steve is the boss man at Pucklett Chevrolet, GM over there in the Bismarck office. And glad to have him with us on the program today. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. Appreciate you making time for us. Was thinking about you the other day because I've been driving around, and I think we've all noticed the lots, the car lots. There aren't as many trucks and cars. That's not I'm not breaking any news on that. And it's been that way for a while here through COVID. Starting to see things come back a little bit more and want to get your thoughts on some of that. First of all, just give us a sense. When do you think you might start getting the kind of inventory levels back that you had pre-COVID?
Well, that's kind of a moving target, but we think that we're kind of heading. We thought we had maybe bottomed up the last couple of weeks as far as shortages were concerned, and maybe, but I think heading back the right direction. But I think normal inventory levels, what we call normal, is probably a good year away yet. I tell my team, probably my teams in both stores, probably the third quarter of next year before we see the kind of inventory that we're used to. I don't know that we'll ever get back to where we were before. I think we've all learned how to sell and take care of our motoring customers with less inventory. But we just sort of need more than we have right now, because it certainly is impacting everything. So,
well, you answered my next big question, and that is, you know, I know a lot of dealers are getting the cars, you know, from the shipment from the factories, and then they kind of go right to the customer without them sitting on the lot. And I'd wondered if some of the folks who are in your business are going to start thinking, hey, maybe we don't need to have whatever 200, 250 cars on the lot. Maybe we can, you know, free up our cash flow a little bit and go with a little bit less. It sounds like that's exactly what you're talking about.
I think that's kind of where we're at right now. And of course, the future, the deciding factor is really going to be the consumer. Right now, the consumer is in a position where they don't have a lot of choice except to probably buy a vehicle before it's even built, and not have that luxury of being able to walk onto a lot and look at cars. And of course, the internet has made it a little bit easier for all this to happen in the first place with the availability of customers being able to get online and look at the car that's being built exactly the way it's being built and make the decision if it's what they want or don't want. You know, probably that need for having a vehicle, you know, and again, if you take our Bismarck store, 250 trucks around is not unusual, in the good old days, but, we probably will we'll be able to do our business as well with half that inventory, and the consumers will drive that demand. And if once the inventory levels start to come back, consumers demand that we have more inventory for them to look at, and I guess that's where we'll have to go. But it's all going to be driven by what the consumer wants, and of course, what's available. I think even from the factory's perspective, you'll never see the type of inventories we used to carry, at least not in the foreseeable future.
Hmm. Well, the problem with all that, Steve, is most of us are impulse buyers, and we don't know what we want necessarily. We like to drive around and take a look at the lots and say, I'll take that one over there. So it might just take a little bit of change in behavior on how we buy cars and trucks in the future.
Without a doubt. And I think that, again, you know, certain behaviors have already changed, and they'll probably never change back. And then there's the fair amount that will go back to what we all, but you're right. We like to kick tires and like to look at the shiny metal. And so I think there will always be that mix of both types of consumers, and we'll adapt accordingly in our industry, as most industries have already. It's just been taking a proactive stance to what is the right thing to do. And of course, right now we're being driven by availability, which is, you know, very, very slim. So, just kind of see how it's a moving target almost daily.
Steve, gas prices are up a little bit here over the last 6 to 9 months or so. Has that affected sales of vehicles as far as you can tell? Are people looking for the more fuel efficient sedans and going away from the trucks and the SUVs, or are you not seeing that?
No, it's kind of starting to become a conversation piece, but we haven't seen any major shifts. I think we seem to be okay with $3 gas or $3.25 gas. You know, we get them at $3.54, then I think this is when we kind of start to see that shift. Right now, it's just kind of a conversation piece.
Are you getting any pressure from the manufacturers to carry more electric vehicles than you have in the past?
Well, as you know, GM is fully committed to the electric future. So I would say, I don't know if I'd call it pressure or just more a business model change for the future. GM is, and I think, you know, Ford and really a lot of the manufacturers are going to an electric / internal combustion engine combination for the future. And right now, I think GM, for instance, what I know the most about, obviously, it's got 21 new models coming out in the next 3.5 years that are all electric. And that's unheard of in our industry to make that big of a shift. Now, I just came from a meeting a couple weeks ago in Indianapolis with the dealers, and GM's going to produce all those new electric vehicles while at the same time continuing their development and growth of the internal combustion side. So it's a combination moving forward.
Got it. I want to ask you one more question on the inventory level piece. So if on a typical day, say, you know, 2 years ago, you had whatever, 300 cars on the lot or 200 or whatever, what does that do? If you can cut your inventory, say, in half, how does that help you economically as a dealership?
Well, with any inventory, it's all about turning that inventory, because the longer you carry it, the more it costs. And we're turning our inventory nearly three times as fast as we used to, and that certainly drives down our cost to operate, and at the same time drives down what we're able to do with our sale pricing and what we the end result for the consumer. But it's like everything else, is a moving target as well. Right now, obviously, it's better because we're turning it so quickly, and we're starting to see some softening in the used car market right now in the last 10 days or so. And that'll affect us from a perspective of getting back to more of the old days, you know. So it's like everything else. It's just the evolving issues we got to deal with.
You talked about used cars there a minute ago, and I wanted to ask you about that, too, because there has been a high demand for used cars now with new cars maybe not as available. What are you seeing in that pricing and supply? What's that looking like on the used car side?
Yeah, supplies have been really, really tight in the used car market as well. Because, you know, we get about 55% of our vehicles, used vehicles, from our new vehicle trades. And our new vehicle sales are still doing well across the industry, but not as well as they probably normally do. And with that used trade and used market being tighter as well, it's driving up the value of all that used market. And, you know, we talk about it's never been a better time to trade off your used vehicle, and that's true right now. We're seeing a great appreciation and value on a used vehicle to trade it in. Of course, it's it also hits the other side, which is the cost to buy a used car is higher than it has been in a while as well. So it's just a combination of both inventories, new and used, are certainly lower than they've been in a really long time.
Are you selling, Steve, about what you have been all along? Like, what's been your kind of sales momentum pre-COVID, then during the middle of it, now where are you at now? Are you back to selling about what you did before?
Yeah, we're actually up about 19 to 20% in our Bismarck store and about 22 or 23% in our Valley City store over 2 years ago, and over last year a little bit higher than that. But last year's sales, we weren't impacted as strongly in the Midwest, I don't think, by COVID as some parts of the country were. It certainly had its impact, and it's seasonal, you know, but we kind of recovered towards the end of last year, and that just continued on into this year.
Well, now I understand why you're talking about maybe reducing inventory. If you're selling as much as you were and you don't have to keep that much on hand, anybody would look at making that same, taking a look at the same thing. Very interesting stuff. Steve, great conversation this morning. Any other thoughts you want to leave us with before we let you go here today?
No, I think it's just, as everything else in our world right now, it's very interesting every day.
Yeah, that's about right. Steve, we appreciate it very much. Give us your website again so we know how to get a hold of you if we want to see what you got on the lot there.
PucklageChevrolet.com.
Perfect. And PucklageValleyCity.com over in the Valley City store is the one there, too. So, Steve, appreciate it very much. Thank you for taking the time. Continued success.
Thank you, and have a great day, sir.
Thanks a lot. You do the same. That's Steve Zahn, General Manager of Puckledge Chevrolet. How about that? Sales are up, and they're doing it without having much on the lot. Yeah, I wouldn't be carrying a lot on the showroom floor either. You got to have probably, what, a couple of everything, don't you? Just to give people something to look at. And there is nothing like driving through a car lot and seeing a shiny new car. It's a nice deal there, but... Yeah, some really good information there from Steve. They're still doing pretty good. All right, so let's hit the text. By the way, got a couple minutes here if you want to give us a call. 800-228-0550. And you can also text us, 701-226-8503. So let's take a look at some texts here. I cannot stomach any news or sports channels for the last 18 months. KFYR Radio is my go-to.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. On your statement from Kelly Armstrong, he said people died in the January 6th Capitol invasion. The only person who died was Ashley Babbitt. One officer had two strokes and died. Two people had heart attacks and died. And there was one drug overdose resulting in death. I think that's right.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yep.
I think that is, too. When the invasion is reported on, generally the person reporting makes it sound like the people who invaded killed multiple victims, and that simply is not true.
That is completely
false. I'm 100%
false.
With that.
1,000% false.
Yep.
Ashley Babbitt was shot by, wasn't she the one that was shot through the house chamber doors?
By security,
By police, yeah.
So yeah, I want to know what happened there. Shouldn't we find out about that?
That is the biggest question of all of it. Why was, an unarmed woman, come on.
See, I'm glad we're having this thing. I know a lot of people don't like this. I think it's going to be a Trump bash. Well, guess what? That's going to happen anyway. But Jim Jordan's going to get a chance to ask that question to somebody, and that's a good thing.
I'm hoping it gets exposed for what it really was, which was lack of planning and allowing it to happen.
Exactly right, Kevin Flynn. Another text. So is it okay to kneel for one national anthem but not okay to kneel for the black national anthem, or is that racist? Yeah, I guess it depends on who you talk to. I guess that's everybody to sort out on their own. Another text, NFL hasn't gotten a minute of time or a dime of my money for 2 years. Stop supporting this nonsense. We're hearing that from a lot of folks today. This is my question I'm asking. Have you been able to yank the cord out? Have you been able to cut the cord? That's what I'm looking for. Have you thrown away the remote? Have you said no sports? I'm struggling with it. I love football. I love high-level athletics.
We got to go there, too. But we got to go to no Robert De Niro movies. We got to go on down the list. We got to boycott it. At what point do we stop boycotting everything and just ignore what the BS side of the message?
All right. So if you've been able to cut the cord, how have you done it? Give us a call. Let us know.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannondale know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannondale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So what products are you boycotting? Which ones have you said, I'm done? We've been talking about sports today, and if you just joined us, I'm torn because I love sports, yet I get it that so many of the governing bodies, so many of the athletes playing some of these high-level sports are not friends of ours on the conservative movement. But man, it's hard. I've been watching the Vikings since I was a little kid. I love that. Distraction on Sundays after a long week of work. I play fantasy football with my college buddies, and I love watching the NFL. It's really hard to think about giving that up. If you've been able to do it, how have you done it? Would love to hear some advice from you. 1-800-228-0550.
It seemed last year I was just disenfranchised. And the more they want to keep pushing this, the more I'm going to completely unplug. You know, it's like, last year was kind of watching over here, paid a little attention here and there. But the more they go on this rabbit hole, the more I just.
It's getting harder to watch.
Come on.
It is.
Just play.
It is. Yep. You know what's not hard? Getting a good group of people to get you moved. Because Action Movers is now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. This, friends, get this. Everything's getting more expensive, right? We've seen the inflation kick in and all that. Listen to this now. This is their lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two guys and a truck when you mention Scott. $100 for two guys and a truck for an hour of work. That's a crazy low price. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background check. Yeah, when they're hauling around your important stuff, you want to know this.
Yeah, these aren't your buddies that work for beer and pizza.
Okay.
Right. When you pay for an hour, you're going to get an hour of moving.
Not that there's anything
wrong with beer and pizza. Yeah.
But yeah. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned and veteran-owned, if you needed another reason to feel good about these guys. Call them now, 701-566-5532. Take advantage of that special offer, 701-566-5532. Just mention Scott, and they'll hook you up with a good deal there. All right, boycotts. Got a couple people. I'm just going to throw this out quick. My boycott, Todd, of Coke or Diet Coke is not going well. Because I decided a couple months ago when the whole Georgia thing happened and Coke got involved in this thing, and I said, all right, I'm done. I love Diet Coke, but I'm going to go Diet Pepsi. I shouldn't be drinking any Diet Pop. I get it, but I like this stuff. So I decided, all right, this is my first ever product boycott. No more Diet Coke for me.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that I'm not the only one who's doing this, and other people go to Pepsi and Coke gets hurt on the bottom line.
Well, it's been Nike. We have not bought a piece of Nike wearable anything. My son went with Adidas on his basketball shoes, and he was happy with that.
Okay.
Mine's been Nike so far. Adamant about it.
Well, here's the deal. Coca-Cola's second quarter earnings and revenue beat Wall Street expectations. They also raised their full-year forecast for adjusted earnings per share and organic revenue growth. Oh, goody. I'm really taking a pound out of their hide, aren't I? Doggone it. This is supposed to cripple them to the ground.
You know, though, bro, I don't know how many people were actually paying attention to what went on in Atlanta and Georgia Coke's thing with that.
I was.
Nike's on such a bigger stage to me with China and all of it. So, I don't know. Maybe that might be part of it.
All right, let's hit the phone lines here. Got a bunch of folks wanting to weigh in. Ruger in Golden Valley talking about boycotts. Good morning, Ruger. What's going on?
Morning, guys. Wasn't going to call in, but when Kevin said that about Robert De Niro, it kind of fired me up there about what he'd do about, quit watching the De Niro movies. Well, I kind of liken it to a diet. I mean, you got to have something now and then, but, you know, total rotten scumbags like Robert De Niro. That guy hates your guts, Kevin. Don't ever watch him. You heard what he said about Trump and people who vote for Trump.
Yep.
That guy literally hates your guts, man. If I see him on TV, I can't even watch it anymore. He's been in some of my favorite movies ever, but I can't watch that loser.
I'm in the same boat.
You got to pick and choose what you're going to do. I mean, because, you know, well, you said about Coke, that's why we're never going to win, because people won't sack up and do what they got to do. I mean, the left does it to us, and it works. They get people canceled. Look what they do to Mike Lindell. But I love football.
Thanks, Ruger.
Man, I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life, but... I'm out.
Yeah. You're done, huh?
I'm out.
All right. Thanks, Ruger. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Bob calling on line two. Bob, good morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Say, you guys heard about gematria, you know, the numbers by the letter. A is 1, B is 2, three is C, you know. Go to gematriaeffectnews.com.
Okay.
The sports are all rigged, and just like Brady going from New England down to Miami and all that, if you just listen to the guy, he has a couple books out on it. I'm not a gambler, but a lot of people are making money off it, and it's amazing how everything goes by the numbers. It'll blow your mind.
Gotcha. Bob, thank you. We're going to switch this because we've got a bunch of phone calls waiting.
What's the site again, quick?
What's that?
What's the site again, quick?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Website again, quick.
Gematria Effects news.com.
Got it. Perfect.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Mike in Rugby, good morning. What's on your mind?
Boycotting just Coke, Subway for sure, Nike, and I quit watching all professional sports. Even some college, NDSU, I had to quit watching them because they started kneeling, UND hockey. The only thing I watch is rodeo.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard
the rodeo channel. You can watch whatever you want with some Patriots.
Okay.
Country.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. I've heard NASCAR, NHL has been pretty good, and rodeo have been the big ones. Yep, I hear you. Thanks for letting us know. You got a good list there, my friend. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Back with Dr. Scott Jensen coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.